Gold is trading near all-time highs, along with stubborn inflation and higher interest rates lasting longer. We'll talk about that, plus how to strategically position your investments. You're watching ETF Guide TV. Stick around. Welcome to the program. I'm Thalia Hayden. It's great to have you with us. Be sure to subscribe to ETF Guide TV and post your thoughts in our comments section below. You can also watch our original programs like Spotlight, ETF Battles, and the rest of our lineup right here, also on Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku. You won't want to miss it. Well, the first quarter is over, and for the most part, it was good for stock market bulls. Meanwhile, themes like gold trading near record highs, sticky inflation, and higher interest rates for longer are still playing out. So, how can you strategically position your investment portfolio? Here to discuss that and more is Ed Egolinski at Direction. Ed, great to see you and welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's begin. It appears the Federal Reserve isn't going to lower interest rates nearly as fast as some expected, and Treasury ETFs have been bigger movers. Direction offers 3x daily bull and bear ETFs. So what's behind the big move?
Yeah, it's interesting. Of course, our leverage and inverse ETFs are geared towards short-term traders, as you said. Fed fund futures, which is usually predictive of either hikes or cuts. In this case, cuts has been pushed out further. Some people are saying maybe we won't get any rate cuts this year. And that's mostly due to the persistent inflation that we're seeing, and most recently, some strong manufacturing, retail, and job numbers. For this year, we're seeing the most significant inflows in our tradable leverage and inverse ETFs in the TMF, which is our 20-plus year triple leverage bull treasury off of TLT, which some of you might be familiar with. So we continue to see traders trying to time the bottom. Rates continue to rise, but we see a lot of contrarian trading right now there. We also have the flip side TMF, which is our triple leverage bear on the 20-plus year treasury. And for those that want to play a little bit of the shorter end of the curve, we have the 7 to 10 year Treasury triple leverage bull and bear there as well.
Some good options. Well, we know gold is trading at record highs, nearly 2,300 per ounce, and Direction's 2x daily bullish gold miners ETF have been on the move. So how do these funds work and what's behind that big move?
Yeah, well, first off, gold pretty much at all-time highs right now, and really two reasons. The main reason is the geopolitical risk, and specifically what's happening now in the Middle East, and secondly, central bank buying. But our ETFs don't track the physical gold. They track gold mining stocks and junior gold mining stocks and their leverage products. We have 2x bull and bear, aptly named Nugget and Dust, on the 2x bull and bear on the gold miners. And that's tracking GDX. Some of you might be familiar with that. And for those of you who want maybe a little higher beta in the gold mining space, we have junior gold miners as well, 2x bull and bear to trade. But there's a major distinction with the physical gold versus gold mining stocks. They can behave differently at times, albeit it's been a strong April for both the gold mining stocks and gold. But from a year-to-date perspective, gold, the physical commodity, has outperformed gold mining stocks. And in our case, we see a lot of traders flowing into recently Dust, which is the 2x bear on gold mining stocks. And that's because of the rally it's had recently. People are taking a contrarian view, taking some profits on the long side, and trying to trade a reversal possibly that they might see to the downside.
Got it. Okay. And we understand Direction offers a slew of industry sector ETFs with leveraged bull and bear exposure. Are there any other industry groups and ETFs where you're seeing a pickup in trading volume and interest?
It's a good question. First off, we do cover the majority of the S&P sectors at different leverage points, excluding communication services, materials, and staples. So 8 out of the 11 sectors. Right now, we continue to see some significant flows In our triple leverage bear on the FAZ, which is our financial select sector index. And contrary, we're seeing buying on the bull on DPST, which is the regional banks index. Because there's been a divergence this year where the major banks, the financials, have performed well, yet the regional banks have underperformed. We're also seeing some good flows into our triple leverage biotech bull LabVIEW as well. And then, of course, with the geopolitical risk ongoing, energy stocks, we're seeing some flows in both our bull and bear 2X on the energy select sector index as well.
Got it. That makes sense. Now, switching gears a little bit, sticky inflation and higher commodities prices have lifted ETFs linked to commodities, and that's been good news for the Direction Auspice Broad Commodity Strategy ETF. COM has been a top performing ETF this year, beating major asset classes like bonds and real estate. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. This is the antithesis of what we've been talking about. This is for strategic asset allocation, a way to diversify outside of stocks and bonds. As you said, in commodities, commodities can tend to give you a different source of returns than stocks and bonds. This year, it's been a good start for the COM ETF. And this is a buy and hold approach to broad commodity investing. So it's a rules-based approach that's tactical in nature. And the strategy could be long anywhere from 0 to 12 commodities and anywhere in between. And right now we're long 7 out of the 12 commodities within the portfolio. And that really differentiates us from most broad commodity benchmarks that are static all the time, 100% long. So this gives you the ability to capture the majority of the commodity upside while hopefully mitigating that downside risk that's often associated with passive long-only broad commodity benchmarks. And we're tracking an index, a rules-based index called the Auspice Broad Commodity Index. Our COM ETF has been around over 7 years of actual track record, and the index that we track has been in existence since the latter part of 2010. So this is a way for investors that want to diversify outside of stocks and bonds and don't necessarily want to be tactical with their commodity trading. Here's a way for them to participate in broad commodity exposure where the ETF will do the heavy lifting for them.
It's a good option. One final question, Ed, before you go. Direction recently made some adjustments to its single stock ETFs, increasing the daily leverage ratio from 1.5x to 2x. Can you tell us about the changes and what it means for traders and investors?
Yeah, we have 6 out of the 7 Magnificent 7 leverage and inverse single stock ETFs. We just went to 2x bull on all of those. And we continue to have a non-leverage inverse bear as an option as well for people that feel those individual stocks may go down. The only one we don't have exposure with is Meta out of the 7 Magnificent 7. Earnings are coming out next week. In a number of those Magnificent 7. So we're seeing a lot of volume in some of these single stock ETFs, usually pre and post earnings. They'll trade off of that. Right now, you could say a lot of the valuations of some of the Magnificent 7 might be a little lofty, most notably Tesla and Apple. But we'll see what earnings hold next week for a lot of those Mag 7s. So this gives you the ability to trade either a bullish or bearish position. We did go to 2x leverage because we have the flexibility to do so from 1.5. And a lot of the traders were calling for a higher leverage point with the single stock on the bull side. We're also seeing some good interest on the non-leverage inverse bear side, particularly with Tesla just recently breaking through 52-week lows, Apple underperforming this year. So a lot of advisors and investors are using our non-leverage inverse single stock ETFs as either an outright trade, thinking that the stock's going down, or maybe to hedge some of those embedded gains they have, especially in taxable accounts that where they may not want to sell.
Ed, we learned a lot from you today. Thanks so much for your timely insight, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Definitely. Have a good weekend.
All right. Be sure to visit direction.com to learn more about Direction's ETF lineup and strategies for positioning your investments for the road ahead. I'm Thalia Hayden. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.